So we'll go right into the echoes. And first of all, we have a brother here who wants to sing for us. And he's the brother Vitaly, the brother that came from Ukraine but lives in Winnipeg now. So he said he wanted to sing a hymn for us, I believe. So, Brother Vitaly.
Hello, dear brethren. Because it's hard to be behind the microphone after 25 years, because I was in pioneer camp last time when I was behind the microphone and singing a song in English. It was nice opinion. And this song will be in Ukraine, and I would just like to have to say for a word for this song, because it will be in Ukrainian, and you should know also why I'm singing and why it's so special. I was asking Sister Sharon to help me with this music, but unfortunately, it takes time, it takes rehearsal and so on. That's why it will be a cappella, so enjoy it like it is right now. So I would like to say that for me, as I told to Brother Joe from Winnipeg, I told him that even in case that I will come here and use only 1% of benefit of this convention, it will be excellent for me, even not on 100%, because it's impossible to enjoy everything. I'm enjoying everything, but I mean that to take something from this convention. So even in 1%, it will be okay to say that I was ready to go again and visit you next time. So that's why I would like to say that it was nice for me to see Sister Lisa Hanks, that as I was telling to a brethren in Winnipeg, I was praying hard, thinking about that God should make a miracle to her healing. And as I'm based on James chapter 5 and verse 16, it shows us that in the Revised Standard Version that pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man has great power in its effects. So I was really enjoyed that I can see myself that God helped Lisa, and it was really a miracle for me that God can help. Can help so much, and that's why I'm thinking that if God is helping us in such cases, that we should understand that He will use us in His serve next time. So I think it's a kind of miracle that have some meaning. So, and this song will be based on the 1 Corinthians 13 chapter verse 13. It's about faith, hope, and love, and I think that to sing song for God, it's something like Psalmist is telling that in 9:11. Sing praise to the Lord. Sing praise to the Lord who dwells on Zion. Tell among the peoples His deeds. Greeting from Ukrainian Bible students class, which I joined last September.
Коли ти знеможений, падеш безсилля, ослабнеш нерівні тяжкій боротьбі, і краплю по краплі із чаші страждання пить будеш з докорою своїй же судьбі. Душею не падай, вперед іди знов, є віра, надія, любов, є віра, надія, любов. Коли твоє серце заниє порою, і прийдуть сумні та безрадісні дні, душа не почує ні слова спокою, ніхто їй не скаже, іди відпочни. Згадай, що зігріє і душу, і кров. Це віра, надія, любов. Це віра, надія, любов. Коли тебе стріне в життю якась втрата, не плач безупинно, в тугу не впадай. Є уділ такий є. Від Бога, мій брате, призначення це неземного суда, тоді твою душу зігріє лиш нов, то віра, надія, любов, то віра, надія, любов. Забракне терпіння, ослабнуть всі сили, і буде тонуть у сумнівах душа. Одну ціль у серці храни до могили, бо й в тяжких стражданнях нам любе життя, найбільше нам щастя у тому лежить, надіятись, вірить, любить, надіятись, вірить, любить.
Thank you. Thank you, Brother Vitale. That was very nice. I understood the three words, the last words, faith, hope, and love. And some of the words I understood, probably Sister Mary also understood all of them, yeah, and others. So thank you, Brother Vitale. That was very nice. So we'll turn the rest of the meeting over to you. This is Echoes of the Convention, so you're free. It's like a testimony, or you can be a hymn, or you can be a... whatever you want to say, you want to come up and sing, that's fine. If you feel that's what the Spirit is moving you to do, so be free to take the time, and we don't want to be here very long, but so take advantage.
Brethren, I'm Sister Charlene Mora, and I'm from both Los Angeles and from Vernon, and I am so thankful and overwhelmed and overjoyed that I can be with you here this weekend. I'm thankful to finally be at a Prince Albert convention after many, many years. And this is Peter's first convention, so I'm thankful that we're here together. The love and the warmth of brethren everywhere, it can't be mistaken for anything else. You don't get it anywhere else. You only get it with brethren. And I feel it here. And I know that the Lord was here. Surely the presence of the Lord was in this place. I'm standing before you to raise my voice before the Lord to thank Him for His overruling providence in all things, that He has led and guided us, and that He has arranged for us to be in this peaceful and safe place. I'm thankful for the Seawalks and for Emily giving up her bed for us. I'm thankful that I got a chance to spend some time in Sunday school with the children. They're awesome, and they're energetic. I bring you warm love. I know that Peter probably brought it, but I didn't. I bring you warm love of Sister Nancy Brown. She's recovering from surgery. I bring you warm love from my parents, Ken and Carm Furnetz. Obie and Janet Albert. Janet has sent me yet more texts saying, give my love, give my love. And, of course, my whole family, LaVon and Arbor and Tammy and Risa and Melanie and Jordan. I love you all.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Charlene.
Dear brethren, I'm Sister Jean Hrechuk from Winnipeg Class. I want to thank all of the brethren in Prince Albert for their labor of love towards us for this beautiful convention. And I would also like to thank the speakers for their labor of love and all the many hours of research and of putting together a discourse that would be pleasing to the Heavenly Father and to us and edifying. And I know how much work went into it all, and I want to thank them. It's, for me, this convention was a little bit of things old and things new that the Lord has provided, some new thoughts and new things that I want to look into. Brother Peter had a few things that I hadn't considered before, and Brother Brad's discourses, a few things I'm going to be looking up when I get home. Some things old, Brother Homer brought to my attention some things that I knew, but I needed to remember again. And same with Brother Jonathan, some very good admonitions. And I just wanted to comment a little more deeply on Brother Rafael's discourse, and especially his discourse on the fruit of the spirits. When I was quite young, my father gathered our family together and said that we were going to have a new family club. And the club was going to be called the Fruit of the Spirits Club. And each one of us had to pick a name that was a real fruit and was one of the fruits of the Spirit. And we had a week to do it. And so we went through the fruits of the Spirit. And, you know, I was wondering all week because I came up with the perfect name and I was worried that maybe my sister would take it. But I came up with my favorite fruit at the time. I was very young. My favorite fruit at the time was blueberries. And I knew blue was the color for faith represented in the scripture. So I was blueberry faith. And then my dad was joy apple. My mother was gentleness grapefruit. My sister was peace peach. And this was our family meeting. And my father would call a meeting of the Fruits of the Spirit Club. You had to call each other by those names. He was the president. My mom was on the refreshment committee. And we said, well, we want to have this like the ecclesia. And so we need a treasurer and a treasury box. And we need to have business minutes. So, okay. And that was our, whenever there was something to discuss, that was our family meeting. And I'm from Connecticut. We have very tall, tall trees and big forests. And one day our family cat went missing, and he was missing for 3 days. And my father had gone out early in the morning, and he heard this pitiful little cry, and our cat was stuck so high up in one of the maple trees that there was no way he could ever get down with a ladder. There was no ladder. So my dad said, he'll just have to figure it out on his own. Well, he came down the next day. And a few days later, my dad said, we're going to have a meeting of the Fruits of the Spirit Club, okay? And he says, we're going to induct a new member. And he said, we're going to induct the cat, and his name is going to be Long-Suffering Maple Seed. And at the time, I was a little shocked that my father would have something with the Holy Bible and a cat. But he said, I want you to think about how that cat was stuck in that tree. We were underneath it. We were calling him, and we were looking for him, and he never said anything. He suffered in silence for 3 whole days and nights until finally at the end he had a little meow. And so I must say that to this day, whenever I hear the word long-suffering, I do think of that cat. And so it's just kind of dovetails with Brother Raphael's other discourse of building up a house. We want to build up our own homes with our children, and I appreciate the efforts of all the brethren to bring their children into a relationship with God and the truth, and I can really see that, and I just think that's just such a wonderful example. And then our own relationship that we have within the ecclesia, building one another up and helping one another. And so those are my thoughts that I'm going to be taking home with me to Winnipeg, and I want to thank the brethren again for making this wonderful weekend possible.
Thank you for sharing that with us.
I'm Sister Sylvia, and I'm from Alberta. We live north of Cherry Hill. We live out in the country where we have our trees, too, and our cats and our chickens. Can't forget our chickens. They're important to us. They feed us. Anyway, I don't have a good story like Jean, but I would like to echo the thanks for everybody and all the work they put in so we can have these conventions. It's so great. It's so great to be out here and to do what we're doing all by ourselves. We're not alone. We have everybody with us. We have the Lord with us. But we're still by ourselves from the world. And I think I should make this as short as I can. So thank you all.
Thank you for...
Oh, I have one more thing. We're like Charlene. We have two. We belong to Calisias. We belong to one in Fresno, California. We even have a plaque, a thing on the wall they gave us to call us members. So she hasn't got that on us.
We welcome all Americans and Canadians.
Thank you, thank you.
Just raise your hand if you want to have something.
I'd just like to echo everything, the thoughts of the brethren. I really appreciate the convention and all the sacrifice of the brethren to come here to share their time and their efforts and their spirit and their joy and everything else that they brought with them. You can make a convention, but if the brethren don't come and if they don't share their joys and their experiences and the blessings that they have gained, it doesn't continue on. It doesn't become a living convention. And I think I was richly blessed by the thoughts that were presented, by the fellowship that I had, and just by the expressions of joy of seeing on the brethren's faces throughout the convention. I think that, to me, is one of the things that I really enjoy, is when you see the smiles and you see that the brethren are enjoying themselves, that is a wonderful thing. I was really, really excited, I don't know if excited is the word, when I heard that Sister Jean was going to be immersed today. Just made my heart leap. I was so glad to hear that. And words can't express how I feel. But I'm very thankful to all the brethren here, and thank you all for all that you have done.
Thank you. who will be next? Mr.
Dear brother, I'm Sister Beverly Montag from Hempstead, New York. And first, I would like to thank the Seawacks for their hospitality and having us into their home. We've been here a few times, and each time we come, it was such a blessing. And then to be with the brethren, we talk with our class, and of course, they sent love to all of you. And of course, our son, Brother Brian Montag, and he also sends love to each one of you. And I'm so thankful to be here and to be able to fellowship with you and to listen to the discourses that are so helpful with me in living from day to day. We're still not through with Canada, which is very good. We'll be still motoring on and seeing some of the brethren. We can't see all that we would like to, but we're giving thanks to our Heavenly Father to be able to travel. We still can travel. Sometimes I get a little weary, but Brother Homer, he props me up and off we go. And Sister Kathy, she's with us. I'm glad that the convention came at this time, because if she had been in school, she would not have been able to be here. So I give thanks to our Heavenly Father for all of his blessings, all of his blessings, to getting us here and to being able to see you and those that we've known in the past and those that we're getting to know now. So I ask an interest in your prayers as we continue along this narrow way. Thank you.
Thank you, and good to have you here, as always. You're a real blessing, as well as all the other brethren.
Dear friends and brethren, I'm so overjoyed to see all your faces, and I would like to thank all of you for coming, and the brethren that spoke from the platform. Thank you very much for the wonderful spiritual food and all your time that you took to prepare your talks. And I was so happy to see Brother Raphael and his family. The first time we met Brother Raphael was quite a few years when we went to the first General International Convention, and we stayed at their home, and Raphael at that time was about 15. And something wonderful about the, we just Raphael's parents and us were married on the same day. They have a daughter that's 2 days older than Ben. And Raphael, I think, is 2 months younger than Karen. So it's just wonderful, you know, to see him. And he's grown in the truth. And now he's an elder and helping the ecclesia and other brethren. And another thing was, and I'm not sure what yours was, but Brother Homer said we went to Holland Convention and everybody, or it was Poland, I think, but everybody had to choose their seats before the convention because there was about 1,100 people. And we didn't really know them, but we sat down next to them and we had such a wonderful fellowship and we have become very close. And I'm so thankful to the Heavenly Father for arranging that seeing. And also my sister phoned and she said, please remember us to the brethren, Winnie and Randy Garlick and Joanna. They would love to have been here, but just couldn't make it this year. And just to thank you, brethren, for coming. And we love you, and we hope that everything was okay. And if not, just let us know, and we'll try to make it better.
Thank you. And I might just add to that, that over the years, you make friends, and as the years roll by, you look back on that friendship that started many years ago, and the brethren that you met and you become more and more acquainted with and got to know them better. What a comfort and consolation that is, of strength, you know, to when you think you're down in something and you think of brother so-and-so or sister and so-and-so, they just think of their strength and how they're pressing on. That gives you strength to go on also. So I'm very grateful for meeting brethren many, many years ago. Raphael, too, he's I remember that time, and you were just a young guy. Now he's many years later, he's an elder and serving the brethren. So how time progresses, but memories linger, and they bring many precious comforts to one as you progress in this narrow way. Anyway, who will be next? We have a few minutes left. We're not going to go too long with the echoes. So if you want to get in, that's wonderful. Sir Rhoda here. Okay, we have two now. Sister Jean and then Sister Rhoda.
Yes, Sister Jean Warwick. Yes, by now you know, all know who I am. And I want to thank all of you for your help in helping me today to make my calling and election to consecrate to the Lord. And I hope that I will be faithful. Thank you for all your help, especially the speakers whose words prodded me to take this step in the right direction. And now I am so thankful for all these brothers and sisters that I have now, this big family, which I'm sure I can depend on whenever I need help. And most of all, I have the Lord on my side, both the Father and the Son. And I hope that I will be faithful on to the end. And I thank him once again for taking me out of darkness into his marvelous light, which was my husband's favorite quote. Thank you all. And I enjoyed the convention very much, and thank the Seawalks and all the other sisters whose labors of love helped to make it as wonderful as it is. And each year they do the same thing for us, and especially Sister Helen with that broken ankle is running around and doing all the work, and she had help for sure. But I am very grateful to all of you, because at this time I cannot help too much with anything. And I want to express my thanks once again to all of you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you, Sister Jean. The Lord bless you and your new your decision in this new life to follow in the footsteps of Jesus. I just might say about my wife's ankle, while she had extra work, but it might have been a therapy for the ankle to be extra busy before the convention, so it might have enhanced the healing.
My name is Rhoda Larson from Chicago, but I feel like I'm half from here because I came up so many years and have visited so many years, and the brethren here are so dear to me. And just wanted to thank you all for the convention and for Labors of Love and Sister Virgie and Sue and Sister Helen and Donna and everybody for all the hard, hard work in the kitchen and the labors that you guys did. It's just wonderful to see that example of sacrifice and hope that I can emulate it. And I bring love from the Chicago Ecclesia and especially my parents, Brother Dan and Sister Linda Larson. They would love to be up here, and every year they lament that they aren't able to, but there's the conflict with camp, and so they are needed there at this time. So, but they want their love sent up. And also my grandma, Sister Jackie Beard. She came up one time with my grandfather and just never forgot how wonderful it was. And my grandfather, before he died, would just go on and on about how wonderful the brethren are up in Canada and how much he loved it up here. So, I also needed to bring the love of Sister Penny, used to be Yas and Chuck. She were Facebook friends, and she especially wanted her love brought up to the convention. And just tell you all that I love you very much.
Thank you, Sister Rhoda. Nice to have you support Karen and coming out and driving, and that was wonderful. And of course, Sister Rhoda has not been sitting around either before the convention. We had her busy doing whatever. So thank you for that. Brother Jared.
Brother Adam, I'd like to put my two cents in before you brethren and the Heavenly Father. What a joy. What an absolute uplift of heart. Meeting new brethren, having the opportunity to share the sweet fellowship and brotherly love, the heavenly appointed brotherly love that we have one for another. And I really appreciated the panel the other evening. I was illuminated. I was just at a mountaintop. And I thank the brethren once again for all of their work and comments. I have to say, brethren, that this is very complicated now, because my mother-in-law is now my sister. So our relationship will have to change a little bit from what it was before. When we moved our households together, we said we were going to have fun together and live that way. And it has been that way with the Lord's blessing, and only with the Lord's blessing. The opportunity of the knowledge of the truth, I have to say, was her fault. Very early on, I understand that she was the one searching. She was the one who got the brethren to come and bring this wonderful gift into the family. I was very fortunate to be attracted to that by the love of Sister Donna. And I praise, thank my Heavenly Father every day for that opportunity to come into that knowledge. I just wanted you to know of the witness that I received from very early on, from Jean. I remember a trip from Edmonton all the way back to Waka. She was explaining how the beauties of the truth, the angelic realm, so many things I remember. It was a joy. One other thing, Sister was just always a support, always a positive example, as was Brother Leo to me, and as well as you, Brother, and as you know, that's example that the brethren gave forward was a real stimulation for me to then dig deeper and offer my 2 cents in consecration to the Lord. And that did happen at that international convention, which was a joy in my heart and will always be there. So I just wanted to thank the brethren. And with, as Brother Ben said, without the brethren, this would not be a convention. This would be an empty room. And the love, it just wonderful. So thank you, each and every one, for your part.
Thank you, Brother Jerry, and thank you for the help and support that you ministered in being quite a distance away from here, but nevertheless, you're right in there and doing everything possible to help out with the convention. So thank you, and Lord bless you. We're back in there.
I'm Connie Deuce, and I'm from Lac-La-Biche, Alberta. And I wanted to say that... I wanted to say that entering this yard every time I come here is just such a comfort. We go through a whole year of void. And then we come here, and the summer starts, and there's Adam and Helen and the rest of you brethren, and we just know that the Lord is here. We're going to just rejoice. It's going to be a blessing. And then you don't want to leave. Helen and I were just in the kitchen, and she says, I can't believe it's over. And in my mind, just a couple hours ago, I was afraid of getting this outfit dirty, and I thought, well, that's okay. I'll wear something different tomorrow. Planning on what I'm going to wear to convention tomorrow. And then Helen said, but it's over. And it just goes way too quickly. It was just, what a delight. And we were, Darlene and I were walking, and I was telling her that I slept in that house. The first time I came here, and I stayed over with Adam and Helen, they've been married, and I was staying over with them, and in that old house, or one of the old houses here. And it is just like coming home. I was also telling them that a month ago, I was just hard into work and hard into teaching, and it was just getting so heavy, and I just didn't want to be there anymore. And then just boom in my head, oh, it's only a month. It's only a month, and then I'll be here at convention. And that was just, what a relief, and what a goal to set. I thoroughly appreciate seeing you all. We're just sort of isolated. I know that with Skype, we can always connect, and I do weekly with my family and the brethren in Saskatoon, and that is precious. But my husband has promised me that I have followed him from pillar to post as he's been getting educated and finding work. And I told him when we retire, we have to retire where there are brethren. And he has said, yep, okay, that's cool. So I'm really looking forward to retirement. It cannot come soon enough. I want you to know that I love you all and that you are all so precious and dear to my heart. It was especially precious to see Sister Lisa and Andy and Darlene. I know that And Connie and her husband, you've all been going through some very, very, very difficult times, and you have to know that our hearts and our prayers and our best wishes are always with you. And if you just need anything, just ask, and I know that everybody will come. So God bless you, and thank you so much.
Thank you, Sister Connie, and you are precious too. We love you as we love all the brethren, and you always are exciting, and you're always bubbling over with joy. So for that, we're thankful. And then truly, you did mention Sister Lisa and her experiences. It's like Brother Jonathan mentioned, it's a miracle that she's here with us. And we saw her in Edmonton. It didn't look good at all at that time, but here she is sitting, smiling, talking. And we were talking earlier by the pool that, you know, the doctors are writing you off, but not the Lord. The brethren are praying for you, and here you are. And Brother Andy and Sister Darlene, you lost a wonderful grandson there. It's hard. It's a very tough experience, and it's going to take time to get over it, but you have the help of the brethren. You have the promises in God's Word that He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. And the promise that Brother Brian gave in the funeral discourse, he said, you know, the wonderful hope of the resurrection, that everybody will come back. Even little Chase will come back, and he will be there all his family and those that are here this side of the veil. And so for that, it's very comforting. You can rest assured with that. Someone over here? Go ahead.
Sister Janice Neumeyer from Alberta. Just wanted to thank my Heavenly Father for this wonderful day. It truly was a joy. And I do believe that any time we see anyone coming into the small fold, that it is definitely by the work of the Holy Spirit. And I'm thankful that I could share this day with all of you. And I also was sad that Mom and Dad, Margaret and Albert, couldn't be here. But thankfully, many of the kind brethren have been taking videotapes and pictures. I will be taking those home. And I just thank you all for the wonderful convention and your fellowship and the singing. And Lord willing, we'll see you another year. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Janet. And the Lord bless you. And what a wonderful joy that must be for you and Brother Bill to be going through now, having your daughter and son-in-law joining you as part of a new family, a new creation. So we'll be thinking of you and praying for their faithfulness and loyalty to the Lord and their consecration vows. May God bless you. Anyone else that would like to say something? I think that's about it then. We thank you all for, again, for just sharing your joys with us and the blessings that brethren coming together can be like a sacred flame. You got a bunch of coals coming together, the flame rises higher and higher. And love, as the Apostle Paul says, love, he gave kind of detailed what love is, but can you define love? You can't. It's only when brethren come together and talk about it and look for the Heavenly Father, they find that love that comes from the Heavenly Father. And it's been shown here today, and for that we're so thankful. And we'll close with 64. In number 64, God be with you till we meet again. Well, look, there's the convention picture. Wow.
Amen.
like you all to rise for the last verse, and while we're singing it, you can extend your right hand of fellowship to the brother or sister nearest you, and sort of a farewell. It's